I wouldn't use it. I'd say living room or go sit in the den. As far as parlor, I wouldn't use it at all.
What about kitchens? Do you ever hear any old-fashioned names for kitchen or see kitchens built separate from the rest of the house or anything like that?
No. No, I've always heard kitchen, and it's always been part of the house.
Do you ever live in a house that had a fireplace in it?
Never have.
Well, you know, on a fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through, you call that the...
What, the flue?
Or the, on the outside, you'd have
the
a...
chimney. Hmm? The chimney.
Okay. What about the open place down on the floor in front of the fireplace? Could be made of rock or something.
Yeah, the ones I've seen are made of brick.
What would that be called?
I don't know. I never lived where we had, where there was one.
Did you ever hear of a hearth or hearth?
Yeah, I've heard of it now. Hearth, since you mentioned it. It's called a hearth.
What about the things that you set the wood on in the fireplace?
Dog irons.
Okay.
All right.
How did you happen to have heard of them? Where did you do that?
Well, my mother-in-law went and bought some one time. And I had to go get them. I believe that's where I remember from.
And the thing up above the fireplace where you can set a clock or something.
Mantle.
And say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of, or anywhere in the fireplace or camping, what kind of wood would you use?
Kindling. You can't. Good. Their phone.
You have two separate?
Yeah.
I guess having three kids.
Yeah, that can stay tied up all the time. You can't ever use it.
You're talking about the wood you'd use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Is that a specific type of wood or small pieces of wood or just wood?
It's just small pieces. Sometimes you don't, you have small twigs or limbs and use it to start it, mm-hmm. or you get some shavings and put in there.
What about, a long time ago people would take a big piece of wood and set that toward the back of the fireplace and it could burn all night? You'd call that a...
I don't know, you're talking about pine knots?
Or what would you call just a big piece of wood?
A log?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a back log or a back stick?
No, never have.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney, you call that?
Soot. A soot.
which would you say?
Soot, probably.
And the stuff you shovel out of the fireplace?
With the ashes.
And talk about things that you'd have in a house. A thing you'd have to sit in would be a...
What, a chair?
And something like that that several people would sit on.
A couch.
Any other names for couch?
Sofa.
What's the difference?
I don't know the difference. I've always heard a sofa and a couch. You know, I couldn't tell you what the difference would be in them.
Well, how do you use the words? Which would?
Well, my mother and all used to say sofa.
Uh-huh.
All right, then.
Sofa sounds more old-fashioned to you?
Right, it does. And the couch is more.
What would you call a real fancy piece of furniture like that? A real elaborate? Would you have any special names?
I wouldn't.
And what sort of things could you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Closet is the only thing we've got.
What about furniture that you could use?
Oh, we got a cedar chest of drawers, dresser.
What's the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser?
Well, the dresser has a mirror on it, and the chest of drawers is just... And it's real, the dresser is real small and has a mirror on it. Mm-hmm. She keeps all the makeup stuff in it. And then the chest of drawers is tall and just keep clothes in it.